Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We'd just like to ask you just a few questions about issues that affect your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 55104, just for a statistical purpose? Is that your zip code?
55104, yes.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And not just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
1976.
Thank you. And moving on, is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, or mixed black, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Thank you. And I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, moving on, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? It's just for a statistical purpose only. High school, from college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
High school diploma.
And thank you, ma'am. Now, in politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you consider yourself when it comes to politics?
Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
Strong, okay. Now, moving on. Thinking about that direction of your community, okay, where you live right now, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied about that direction in which your community is headed? What's your opinion? Satisfied or dissatisfied?
The way my community is going?
Yeah, the community where you... Yes, in general, you know, generally speaking, everything in general. Do you feel like the community is going in the right direction? Do you feel very satisfied, dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied? How do you feel?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Now, moving on, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, somewhat better, or much better? What's your view?
I hope it gets better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. Great, positive. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. I'm going to read a list, and you can stop me, okay, when you hear the ones you think is the most important to you. Now, affordable quality health care, reducing racism and discrimination, rising cost of living, affordable quality housing, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, public safety, including gun violence, reproductive or maternal health, climate change and the environment. If you have to pick three issues that are most important facing your community, which one will be?
Affordable housing.
Okay, another one. You got two more. Public safety, including gun violence, affordable housing.
Gun violence.
Gun violence, yeah. And reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality health care, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education,
criminal justice.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Okay, now you personally. Now, please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Okay, I'm going to read them all, but you can stop me when you hear the ones that will make you feel safe. Okay, increase gun control statewide. That's the another initiative is increase police presence, community-led violence prevention initiatives, attentive first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare
mental
agents.
Health.
Okay. And more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, decreased police presence, or increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. You can use one more.
Jobs.
Increased. I'm sorry.
Increased jobs.
Okay, the jobs for individuals. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? You know, to the best of your ability. Now, please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community, okay? I'm going to read them all. Again, you can select three and you can stop me. Now, emergency response services, law enforcement programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, gun control measures, neighborhood watch initiatives, support for victims of crime, juvenile justice programs, community engagement and cooperation, mental health support services, drug and substance abuse prevention.
You got to pick three.
Okay, another one. You got two more?
Transportation.
Okay, yeah. What do you say? Emergency response, rehabilitation, and reintegration? Or which one did you say?
Emergency.
You say transport. I'm sorry?
The emergency transportation.
Okay. Another one? Can you pick another one? Juvenile justice programs.
Juvenile justice, yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Can you please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community? Okay? Now, thinking about your community. Now, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. That's one. Number two, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Now, you can select up to three, okay? Now, the next one, reducing traffic stops.
Which the one? Community, protect community against violence.
The victims, okay. Now, funding, okay. The next one, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations or diversifying police ranks or culturally specific community healing practice, or increase civilian oversight for police and other public safety programs. You can pick two more. Which one would you pick?
And then public safety.
Okay, and another one?
And
reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health. Anything? One more? Oh, culturally specific community.
I think I did mental health before already.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, what aspect of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Now, can you please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community when it comes to the education system? Now, quality of teachers, parental involvement and support, access to technology, access to educational resources, school safety and security, Black-centered curriculum, diversity of teachers, or up-to-date schools, facilities, and infrastructure, or robust curriculum. Okay.
Yep.
The next one, you got two more, okay? The next one is a robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, or a special education programs. Can you pick two more?
Special education.
Okay. And one more. School safety and security, access to educational.
School safety, yep.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on real quick. I do appreciate your patience. Now, ma'am, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? What's your opinion? What's your opinion? You strongly agree or somewhat disagree? You want me to read it again?
I'm trying to call it back.
Okay, would you like me to read it again? Now you can tell me when you're ready to continue, okay? Hello, ma'am. You let me know when you're ready to continue, okay? You let me know when you're ready to continue, okay? Yes, ma'am.
My phone went dead.
Okay, you can let me know when you're ready to continue. Can we continue right now?
No, just a second.
Okay, you let me know, okay?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Okay,
we can
get it. Next time, ma'am, I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, ma'am, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Now, do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay? Now, moving on. Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Now, please select up to three, ma'am, please. The most helpful, not the first one, mentorship programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, or access to culturally affirming curriculum, or suicide intervention programs, or promoting... Thank you. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Walking counseling centers at school, or access to quality after-school programs.
After-school programs.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. We're almost done. Now, here's the definition for the term, restore justice. Okay. Now, restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to an individual and the community, not rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Will you strongly support that?
I strongly support that.
Okay, thank you. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. If you have an opinion, we can move on. Okay, there is no right or wrong answers. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint, such as chokeholds on students? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support?
No.
Somewhat support or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Oppose, okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Which of the following will be most helpful? Which of the following will be most helpful? My apologies, ma'am. Which of the following will be most help you and your family feel economically secure? Can you please select up to two options that will help you the most when it comes to economically secure? Now, support building a strong professional network, ability to build an investment portfolio, help started on maintaining a business, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, more opportunity to promotions and raises, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. If you had to pick two options, what would be the ones?
The investment one.
Okay, investment portfolio, and what other one? More opportunity to promotions and raises, help acquiring valuable job skills.
Job skills.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the raising cost of living for you and your family? Okay, now, please select from the two options that will help the most. Now, increase rental assistance programs, increase the homeownership programs, increase income-based housing programs, universal basic income, increase statewide subsidized housing, universal health care.
Increase subsidized housing.
Okay. Universal health care, subsidized public transportation, increase food assistance programs. You can pick one more.
Food assistance programs.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. The next one, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Now, please select up to three top traits that are most important to you when it comes to look for a neighborhood where you're going to live, you and your family. Now, first one is friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunities nearby, neighbors who look like nearby, okay. Now, neighbors who look like me, walkability, affordable housing options, access to good schools. Okay, thank you. You need one more. Access to good schools,
access
to parks.
New schools,
okay. Safe and secure surroundings, convenient public transportation options. Okay, let's move on. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful and allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Now, can you please select up to two most helpful initiatives? The first one, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or building more middle and low income housing, or teaching people about home ownership. If you have to select two most helpful initiatives.
Teach people about home ownership.
Okay, home ownership. And another one? Building more middle and low income housing, repurposing unused or abandoned land, buildings or affordable housing. Now, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Giving initiative to come. Which one? Setting rent control?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the last question is just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Now, are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single? Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
Three.
Okay, thank you. Now, how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployment? How would you describe it?
Part-time.
Part-time, thank you. Now, were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, were your parents born in the United States or another country?
They were born in the United States.
Both of them? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And for who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
I voted, but I don't share who I voted for.
Well, no problem, man. We can move on, okay? Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, a small town, rural? How would you describe the area where you live?
I say rural.
Rural, okay, thank you. Oh, suburban? Okay. Yeah. Now, last year, which one should I record?
The rural areas, like...
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, you know, to the top of your head. Was it less than 25,000? 25 to 34?
Less than 25,000.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me, ma'am. Okay, enjoy the rest of the evening. Goodbye, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.